The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, chaotic minds.
How are we doing this fine Monday morning?
Well, it is Monday morning, but I don't know if I would say that it's fine.
Ugh, and why is that?
Well, I'll tell you why that is. So the reason that this is not a fine Monday morning is because this is when we usually post our podcast episodes, and it is what we had planned for this episode.
Tragic.
That. Yes, I'm sure you can all hear the butt coming in.
The butt.
The butt.
The big butt.
The big butt. Normally, we like big butts and we cannot lie, but not in this situation because we have no idea what happened, but something went terribly wrong. Terribly wrong.
That's one word for it.
That's putting it mildly. Something went horribly, horribly wrong with the file for today's episode. Now, we are working on getting it fixed, and we think we're pretty close. So, we are going to do everything in our power to have episode, 21? I've lost track.
21.
Episode 21 to you by tomorrow morning, Tuesday, 7 a.m. Eastern Time. We really think it's doable.
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen. Don't worry.
We're going to make it happen one way or another. We just don't want to give you a file that is painful to listen to because it sounds like we're underwater, which is odd because that's the same thing that happened with the original Denver Airport conspiracy episode. So tomorrow's episode that was supposed to be today's, it's not a conspiracy, but there's some powers working against us for some reason.
Yeah, unsure.
Yep, we didn't change anything on our mics, nothing. We have no freaking idea why this happened. We cannot figure it out.
Listening to my voice is terrible enough. We don't need a terrible file. We don't need a corrupted file.
Well, the file made my voice terrible.
Rachel was underwater, and I was amplified way more than any human needed to be amplified.
But the mic settings have not been changed since then, and they sound fine now. So something happened to the file.
As we record this very second, anyway, they are exactly the same.
Exactly the same. Anyway. We're just getting angry and going off on a tangent now.
Tangents.
But we know that a lot of you have a morning routine, a Monday morning routine, a weekly routine, and we don't want to mess that up.
No.
So we are going to get that file to you as soon as we can. Look for it tomorrow morning at the same time, 7 a.m. Eastern time. But in the meantime, because we don't want to mess with your routines, and we want you to listen to us, because why would you not want that? Why would anyone not want to listen to me? First thing on a Monday morning.
Accompanied by me. Thank you.
Of course.
Let's not forget that. I am here. I have worth.
Well, I'm not saying you don't have worth.
Just maybe not as much worth. Maybe that's what we're saying.
I didn't say it. You did.
So instead,
we're going to give you some fun facts to give you a little something for those of you who are using this while you're driving, using this to get ready on a Monday morning. Or you know what? Listening to this 4 years after it's been posted when it's the number one podcast on iTunes. So
these fun facts
and Spotify
will always be fun and they will always be facts. So therefore,
I hope so.
We will present them to you now. So I'm going to take it off with our first fun fact.
Do it.
Have you, this commercial may or may not even still air. Have you ever seen the Tootsie Roll Pop or Tootsie Pop commercials with
How
the
many
owl?
Licks does it take to get to the center
one,
of a Tootsie Pop?
A two. Three. The little like talking owl. I love that commercial.
I hated how much that A didn't sound like it and B did sound like it. It made me a little uncomfy.
Well, believe it or not, there is actually a number for how many licks it takes to get
Can
to
I
the center.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah.
Oh, I regret asking if I could take a guess because now I actually have to guess. I'm going to go with my gut,
okay.
Not with logic, because logic tells me a different answer.
Okay, let's go.
But my gut says 1,352.
Way less.
Less.
Oh, way less. Are you ready?
Yeah.
364 licks.
Now, what defines a lick?
Now,
you could need surface area covered. I need how much saliva was in each lick. I need details.
So, according to Purdue University,
So definitely not a reputable source.
So these engineering students created a licking machine.
No.
Rather than the human tongue to figure out and conduct an experiment on how many licks. So this is a quote fact, but I'm sure we could create a different experiment with a different amount of saliva, a different saliva composition. Like, I'm not even kidding. This is legit, guys. Look it up. There's like a whole Purdue experiment about the licking machine that determined it takes... Rachel's dying. This licking machine has officially broken her. And I'm very proud of myself for pulling this out tonight because I'm amazing for doing that.
I'm sorry.
Rachel is actually, I wish that we were recording this on video for you to see Rachel in hysterics.
It's late. I'm tired. and I'm punchy. But you know what?
It takes 364 licks to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. So everyone at home, you better be trying this on your Monday while you wait.
I have to put some commentary in here.
Please.
I have said this before on a different episode when Lauren was... Your dog literally just kicked the wire off of my lap.
Jerk.
It's fine. I didn't really want it there.
Okay.
I think it was about in the Project Oricon episode when we were talking about grad students... Was this done by grad students or undergrad students? Did it say?
It's on Tootsie.com. This is like legitimate. It just says engineering students.
Okay. Either way, you call home. Your
There's
parents
been
ask.
Other, there have been other universities that have done okay. this, by the way.
No. You call home. Your parents ask you, what are you learning? What are you up to? What are you researching? You say, I'm making a licking machine. And they say, okay. That sounds like a good use of our money that we're putting towards your education. What's it being used for? Is it maybe something to do with medicine? No, it's to see how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop, because we cannot do that with the human tongue. Correct. We need to make a licking machine.
Right. Yeah, that's it.
Every piece of that.
Correct.
First of all, I just don't like the idea of a licking machine.
Yeah, me neither. It freaks me out.
Yes. First, on so many levels.
Correct.
Did it look like a tongue? Did they have like a fake tongue? Did they have a real tongue?
I don't know what it looks like.
Did they put like a pig tongue on it?
I don't know. It was like plastic. It said it was modeled after the human tongue.
That's too vague. I don't like
it. There were 20 of this group at Purdue who used
Imagine that group project.
Their tongue.
Oh.
They averaged 252.
Their singular tongue.
So this fact is actually only accurate in terms of the Purdue experiment.
It depends upon
which licking machine and or tongue being
well,
used.
Well, I mean, technically tongues are licking machines.
Correct. You're right. Uh-huh. You're so right.
Yeah.
So, to be honest, this number 300, I hate that I have
next
a
time,
licking machine
next
in my
time
body.
I like bite my tongue or burn my tongue and be like,
I broke my licking machine.
You broke it? How do you break your tongue?
I don't know.
Can you
do that?
I bit my licking machine.
Anyways, so this number 364 is completely arbitrary and only applies to the Purdue Licking Machine University.
Now,
experiment.
If I recall, you said that this was, these facts were always fun and they would always be facts.
It's always a fact that the Purdue University Licking Machine experiment had 364 licks.
Yeah,
to the
well, I don't know. I don't know because you presented this as this is how many licks it takes.
Poor presentation. It's very late. I wasn't supposed to be doing
like
this right
absolutely
now.
Absolutely sent me. So I
don't
know
the goal.
That mine does not pack that much punch.
It's okay. She's not as good as me.
Mine's more serious.
Oh, of course it is. Go. Hit me with your best shot.
Sometimes we fear failure.
Mm, very true.
Sometimes we fear failure in misogynistic societies.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps that is why Jane Austen did not publish her first novel under her real name.
No way.
She didn't. Sense and Sensibility was not originally published as being written by Jane Austen.
Who was it, by her dad or her brother or husband?
It was credited to be written by, quote, by a lady.
You don't say. By a lady. So that at least shows maybe some strides.
Yes.
In feminism, because she didn't say by a man.
Yes, absolutely.
A book.
Absolutely. But would you want to be known as the smart woman?
The lady.
I barely now want to be known as the smart woman.
Yeah.
It's kind of a scarlet letter. But.
Well, hot dang. How about that, Jane?
But by a lady.
By a lady. This podcast is brought to you by ladies.
No, singular. This podcast is brought to you by a lady.
A lady.
Is there a tagline?
No. I can't think of anything right now. I wish. Do you have something?
I can come up with something. This might hurt our male viewership, so I might not say that one. No, I'll just make it slightly more palatable.
Okay.
This podcast is brought to you by a lady who does things just as well as men, if not better, for less credit since the beginning of time.
Yep. I love it. Snaps all around. Can I snap on this recording?
Snap. I should have done it slam poetry. This podcast is brought to you by a lady, Cynthia.
I love it. I love it. It's just so
you
good.
You know the Cynthia thing, right?
No, what is the Cynthia thing? You know, this is Cynthia another thing? Cultural trend that I have no idea what
it's
Cynthia.
A cultural reference. Never mind. No, I'll show you later.
I did that on purpose.
I'm going to be honest. I think it's from 21 Jump Street, but I actually haven't seen that. So
I haven't seen that movie either.
I only know the Cynthia reference, okay. The slam poetry. Okay.
Okay.
We have one more.
So.
Let's wrap it up, though, because I don't want to be up all night editing this.
Did you know?
It's already late.
Did you know?
No, I didn't.
You didn't
Wait,
know?
Yes, I did, actually.
Okay.
I want to continue the narrative that I know everything.
Oh, okay. That's fair. Did you know that cows...
Ooh. Let me take some guesses. Have four stomachs. Don't actually have four stomachs, but that's what we call it. Is that your fun fact?
No.
Is it related to that?
No.
Cows are all female.
No.
Okay. No,
I'm only saying no because these weren't my fun facts. I have literally zero knowledge about cow anatomy.
Okay. Go ahead.
They moo with regional accents.
That's precious.
So we could have a little, I don't even know how to do this. Like,
do a southern moo.
What they could be like,
what region was
Boston.
That?
Meow.
Did you just say Baston?
Yeah, I was trying to do a Boston accent.
Baston?
Baston. I'm trying to figure out how to do the Boston accent. But they could go, meow.
Remember when you said
New York?
Remember when you said you had an unidentifiable accent? Do that one again. That was awesome.
Hey, I'm from New York. Moo.
Or we just lost all of our New York
British
listeners.
A British cow. Moo.
That's out of the Peppa Pig.
Hello, Peppa. What's a watermelon? I don't even know if that's from a Peppa Pig episode, but I used to babysit this girl that she loved Peppa Pig. And I would be like, I always would walk around the house and go, Peppa, what's a watermelon? And she thought it was the funniest thing. I don't even know if that's an episode, but. So next time you are near a cow.
Moo at them in your accent.
Moo in them in your accent and see what they respond with.
Can you do it in New Jersey?
What's a Jersey accent in general?
You know, if you don't know, I would like to hear your guess.
Oh, sweet mercy. Okay, I'm going to channel Jersey Shore.
Yes.
Snooki and is the situation, isn't he from Jersey Shore?
Yeah, he was on the co-host application.
That's what I thought. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I remember that. Okay. Hey, yo, I'm walking here. No, that's New York again. I just go to
it's
New
not
York.
Like that different. It's got some similarities.
I'm from Jersey. Moo. Okay, no. So our next questionnaire for the audience, as you listen, send me to our email at...
No. Okay, go ahead. I have an idea as well.
At hyperfocuscast@gmail.com. Send me accents to moo in, and I will make a video of me mooing in different accents. I'm not even kidding. Unless you don't care, then
well, maybe
don't
we'll
do,
do
that.
Like a little... Send it to our email, yes, and also check out our Instagram. I'll put out something on our story, like one of those like question boxes.
Yeah.
And then also send us audio files on Instagram.
Of you mooing.
In an accent.
And we'll try to guess your accent.
I'm so excited for all the weird moves we're gonna get. Just, I would love the, like, it's gonna be so weird. We're just gonna have a bunch of mooing audio messages in our inbox with, like, no context.
And this came from an article in BBC News. A UK professor endorsed this idea. But that's my fun fact.
That was fun. Thank you.
Wasn't that fun?
We had fun today. You know, we had a lot more fun today than I thought we would. I thought this was going to be a very
fun fact.
I thought this was going to be like a 4-minute audio of us just being like, I'm so sorry. But even though we're sorry to you, we're more sorry to us because we're going to die in the next 12 hours trying to fix this. Well, 24 hours.
So.
Oh, because it's going to be a long.
Because we love you. And long we want day. You to see this episode.
It's going to be a very long work day. But we do. We want this episode to be really good for you guys. So we're going to fix it.
So make sure that you check us out on your podcast streaming site of choice that you're already currently listening to. Or the YouTube page. The YouTube video may come a little bit later, so just keep that in mind.
It'll still be up.
It'll still be in the morning. Don't worry. Maybe just tomorrow. It'll still be up tomorrow. Also check us out on our socials where you can participate in our new mooing movement.
The movement. I hate us.
So I guess should we tell them our socials?
Real quick, let's do it. Okay. Rapid fire.
Instagram.
Hyperfocus Pod.
TikTok.
Hyperfocus Pod.
TikTok.
Hyperfocus Pod.
Twitter.
Hyperfocus_pod.
YouTube. And Facebook.
Hyperfocus:, a podcast for chaotic minds.
And the email, which we told you, hyperfocuscast@gmail.com.
Do it now. Moo. Bye. Stay chaotic, babes. Moo.
Moo.
I really hate what we choose to be.
I love how most of this episode is just mooing.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.